coronavirus dispatches from the front. Don't put us through another peak. Tories don't give a damn about non-COVID patients. I've spent most of this week in the cold emergency department, still wearing mask and apron, x-raying patients with broken bones, serious gastric issues, cancer and so on. We've been able to split our R&D department into hot and cold areas, to try to reduce the spread of coronavirus. Triaging during the separation of patients is by no means an exact process, and patients can be moved from cold to hot after further examination. Work is often very different between the two, with hot residents needing donning and offing of full PPE and detailed cleaning. We are increasingly concerned for the needs of our patients who don't have COVID-19, even if the government isn't. Many of our poor elderly were farmed out to local care homes, to allow the hospital to prepare for the expected surge at the beginning of the outbreak. This has proved to be a disaster given the huge number of deaths in care homes. Cancer patients are having their treatment delayed, and are fearful of coming into hospital. We still have elderly fourth patients coming in who often face even longer delays on trolleys, before finding a bed and surgery, as resources are concentrated on the COVID effort. And distressingly, we've seen a considerable increase in suicide attempts and patients with mental health crises. It's pretty clear the Tories don't give a damn about our other patients, and the dilemma hospitals have over a starting urgent elective work for those who are suffering in pain and misery at home with many debilitating conditions. But do we have enough PPE to restart this work for those on increasing waiting lists? My colleagues can see the hypocrisy of the money thrown at this crisis, which is not for us, but for the Tories and their system to save face. When we look to rebuild after the crisis is over, many more will be demanding a fully funded, comprehensive health service that provides care when it's needed. An NHS for the 99%, not for the greedy profiteers. An NHS health professional,